Greetings, everyone. This is Kuv Mo, and today I'd like to talk to you about my foray into binaural recording from the Book of Knowledge. Binaural recording is a method of recording sound that uses two microphones arranged with the intent to create a 3D stereo sound sensation for the listener of actually being in the room with the performers or instruments. This effect is often created using a technique known as dummy head recording, wherein a mannequin head is outfitted with a microphone in each ear. Binaural recording is intended for replay using headphones and will not translate properly over stereo speakers. So, if you're not listening to it with headphones, which I know most of you are, go grab your headphones now. I actually started this project quite a while ago. I went down to Radio Shack and picked up a bag of microphone elements, opened up the package, got out my multimeter, hooked up each one individually, tapped the table, recorded the level that I got from my multimeter, grabbed two that were the same, and then wired those into a pair of old headphones, facing out from the ear, of course. And then checked them to make sure that I was receiving sound from each element. Then that project got put in a drawer and was forgotten about. I kind of played with it a little bit, plugged into a laptop, but it's kind of hard to pack a laptop around with you to do recordings. Then my dear wife, the one who must be obeyed, got me a Zoom H1 handy recorder for my birthday. And it has a line-in jack, so of course the first thing I did was plug in my binaural headphones and did some playing, and I'd like to have you listen to a little bit of that now. Thank you.
Okay, Big Eddie.
Here.
Okay. New England States. The one on the top, Maine.
Okay.
Que se abreria en Maine.
Excuse me.
The ones después sigue. Esta de aquí, New Hampshire. Y aquí sigue Vermont. Vermont es en este lado.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.